Dave Lowry joins us. Dave, congratulations. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much.
Also played over 1,000 games in the National Hockey League. Former draft pick of the Vancouver Canucks way back in 1983. Before we get to the coaching stuff, I saw your son Adam playing for the Winnipeg Jets last night. Very entertaining team to watch. Big, strong, physical team. His play really fits in. I know you're super busy with your Victoria team. How many games do you get to watch as a father of your son playing in the NHL?
You know, I actually was at the game last night in Edmonton. It just happened to work out. I was in Calgary, so my wife and I, we drove up, and that was the second game that I've got to watch him live. But this day and age with games on the computer, the NHL Network, and that, I get to watch most of his games.
Now, being a current coach, when you go see him after the game, do you talk like dad, or is there still kind of father coaching going on? How's that work?
No, there's no father coaching. I think he's in great hands, and you know he's playing in the National Hockey League. He's getting the best coaching available, and you know what, he embraces that, and it's always great to just have a visit after and you know, talk about life in the National Hockey League as a 21-year-old.
Oh yeah, it's got to be a lot different from when you were in the NHL.
Well, I'll tell you what, they sure dress a lot nicer.
Yeah, I bet. Dave, for you, you know, being in Victoria for a few years now, and you know, pretty early in your coaching career to get the honor to be the head coach for Canada's World Junior team, you got to be pretty thrilled.
Well, I'm thrilled, and you know what, the opportunity to lead the World Junior team, it's an exciting time, and I look forward to working with the staff that has been assembled, and they come very highly regarded, and for us it's a great challenge. You know, we're defending a gold medal, and we know that everybody loves to beat Canada, and we'll just make sure that doesn't happen again.
You, of course, have been a part of it as an assist, you know, being around as an assistant. It's a lot different as a head coach. But how do you balance that? Like, when they offer you that job, do you have to talk with your Victoria team so they give them their blessing? Because it's a pretty big time commitment away from your team for that month, but also even when you're with your team during the months leading up to it.
Well, it's very busy. And the one thing that you do have to is you have to have the blessing of the organization that you're currently employed by. And I'm fortunate that... you know, Cam Hope, who is our general manager, Graham Lee, who's our owner, they're fully supportive. They're 100% behind the initiative, and they're just like you know, they treat it just like players. We're developing players, we're developing coaches, and when you get an opportunity, and you know, you hope that all your staff gets an opportunity to do a little extra stuff. And you know, we're fortunate with my assistant coach. He's worked under 17. My trainers have gone and done the under 17 stuff. So. As an organization, we pride ourselves in making our employees available.
When do you kind of really hunker down? Not until the WHL playoffs are done and your team, you know, or the Memorial Cup, as far as you guys go. Is that when you turn your focus to it, or is a part of you always got the scouting eye on now for the World Junior team?
Well, you're always paying attention. But, you know, Ryan Jankowski does a great job, and the management group there, they're out there watching games. They have books on players. And obviously, once we start playing against guys that Ryan feels that deserve a look or that are on the radar, I will pay attention to these guys. But outside of that, my focus right now is playoffs here in Victoria. And I've talked to Dom and DJ, once our teams are eliminated, then we will start sitting down and we will start talking about how our team's going to play, the types of players that we're interested in, and the style of play that our team will play again.
Is your style going to be that much different than previous Canadian teams in your eyes?
It will probably be eerily similar to the 2015 edition of the World Junior. We felt that we took the best players. We had success, and why would you not? Why would you mess with a formula like that?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, Dave. It's the game is so much about skill now that you can probably teach a guy to accept a role as a checker or penalty killer when you know that if he gets one good scoring chance, he'll bury it rather than take a guy who's just a really good penalty killer.
Well, we felt that the strength of our team in this past World Junior was we had four lines that could score. And depth, scoring depth at at this tournament is paramount. And for us, we are not going to put ourselves in a position where we have guys that are just there, per se, to kill penalties or just there to check. We need to have guys that have the ability to break open a game, have the ability to score a goal when we need that.
One of those players, give me your thoughts on a player like Braden Point, who last year was kind of your 13th forward, but had the ability when called upon to step up and played in offensive roles. And, you know, Tampa Bay's already talked about it. It's likely he's going to go back to a junior again next season, and I would assume would be one of the leading guys in the Western League and in the country to go back. How does a player like Point, who you're likely, you know, there's a lot of skilled guys like that, how does the conversation go just to make him feel comfortable in his role when a tournament like that starts?
Well, I think we sat down with all the players before we selected our final roster, and we presented different scenarios. And the unfortunate thing was that there was a game where Braden had one shift. There was a game where he didn't have any. And after the game where he had one shift, Benoit sat down with him and kind of talked to him and felt bad, but we were in a rhythm. It was a tight game, and it was not going to happen where we were going to disrupt our forward lines. And Braden's response was, you know what, I don't care how many shifts I get. I just want to be a part of this team. And, you know, that says a lot about the types of kids that were on the team and the type of team that we had constructed.
Dave Lowry joins us, head coach of the Victoria Royals, getting started in the Western Hockey League playoffs. Also announced as the head coach for Canada's World Junior Team, upcoming at the 2016 tournament officially, because that's when it ends. You talked about how you're just going to go with the best players. On the back end, Dave, you know, we saw Darnell Nurse, who didn't make it the year before, and some people were scratching their head, and last season, of course, was really dominant. You go with your best guys, but what about having some diversity amongst the size of those best guys? Do you still have to balance that out so you know you've got some guys who can be puck retrievals and puck separators?
Well, I think it worked to our advantage, to our strengths, was we took the best defenseman. And, you know, if you would have told me at the beginning of the year, and this is all with all due respect to the player, when we played against Shea Theodore, and he was partners with Darnell, and he was playing in our top pairing as a shutdown defenseman. Well, in our league, he was always afforded the luxury of not having to commit solely to defense. His strength was he'd go back for a puck, he'd be able to skate it out, he'd be able to beat you, and a lot of times he'd be first in and that. And now when you're playing against players at the world-class level and on every team, his defending skills really came to the forefront, and I know that people now are kicking me for and our team for working with him, but he spent some time in the American League and recognized that for him to play at the next level, that he was going to have to be a good, strong defender, and we don't ask him to be physical, but we ask him to separate, and his skating ability and the ability to be quick allowed that to happen. And then the same thing with Josh Morrissey when he was in Prince Albert. He was a defenseman that spent more time behind the opposition's net because of his skill and his ability to skate. But when we put him in this group, he was a great defender. And I was really surprised. He's not a big guy, but he was a real physical player.
Dave, that's got to be the toughest part of coaching and evaluating these players, is to not have the bias creeping and say, well, I know what Josh Morrissey's great at, but man, we're going to ask him to do something that's kind of totally against that. And maybe there's a hesitation. How do those conversations go? How, maybe not heated, but how intense are the discussions when it comes to evaluating these guys? Because I'm sure the gap between your number 7 defenseman and your number 8 is not very different than your number 3 or your number 4.
That's right, and the best thing is there's nothing better sitting in a room and battling for a player who you believe in, and everybody has opinions on players, and you know, working in the West and not working with players in the Ontario League and the Quebec League, a lot of these players, the first time I had a chance to see them was in the summer camp, and then you get to see them in the subway games, and obviously you follow some of their games through the regular season. And you learn to follow and look that players unbiased, but you're also looking to see the different intangibles that they have in their game and whether or not they can slot in, they can fill in and fit in. That's the fun part of constructing a team.
Dave Lowry joins us. Dave, quickly, I want to talk to you about your team in the Western Conference playoffs. Of course, a very good record for you guys. Finished with 82 points, second in the BC division. You'll take on the Prince George Cougars. I guess just give me the outline of this one. What's the strength of Prince George that you have to be most leery of?
Well, I think they're goaltending, and they've got a very good young skilled team. And the one thing that we have to be wary of right now is they've been playing desperate hockey here for the last 6 weeks, and they've been, every game has had some significance for them. And we have to make sure that our emotional level and our compete level is ready to go. We put ourselves in a great position, and although we would have liked to have been able to challenge for first, we knew that we weren't going to get caught from third. So we played a lot of games down the stretch where they didn't have any impact on where we were going to finish in the standings. So we had some nights where our team didn't play with as much energy or emotion that's needed for our guys to be successful. But this following weekend, we had two games with Everett. I really liked where our team was, and I have no reservation that we'll be ready to start here on the weekend.
A few players I want to discuss. One of them, of course, Tyler Soy, who was your third leading scorer. A guy who, you know, there's people talking about, you know, his draft potential. What do you like about his game, Dave? What do you think he's have to work on to go pro?
Well, I really like his intelligence. And he's a smart player. He distributes the puck real well. He's got a good shot. And as with all players, you know, strength becomes an issue. And obviously he's going to have to get quicker and stronger as a skater. There's nothing wrong with his stride, but it is the overall strength in the individual. And he's going to be a good player. And I like his intelligence that he understands that there are some areas that he is going to have to get better at.
One player that Oilers fans are curious about, of course, their draft pick, Greg Chase. You acquired him from Calgary earlier, finished the year with 44 points in 46 games for your team. What's your expectations from Chase, a guy who obviously has some playoff experience in Calgary? What do you need from him in the playoffs, and has he given you what you expected since you acquired him?
Well, he's done everything that we expected when we brought him in. He has the ability to break open a game, and he has the ability to make players around him better. And, you know, in talking with Chaser, I enjoy the way that he comes to the rink, the passion that he brings, and his skill set. And for us to have success in the playoffs, he's going to have to be one of our top players.
Well, Dave, congratulations on the World Junior gig, and best of luck with Victoria as you head into the Western Hockey League playoffs.
Thanks so much.